How you doing? My first time doing a podcast in a while. They upgraded, Anchor upgraded. They're on Spotify, I believe now. But I'm going to get right into it. I got a little bit of time. This Lomachenko-Devin Haney fight. I bought it because I support the fighters. I support the real fights. I'm not going to fucking keep not paying for shit. Like, I'm not going to keep doing that. I support the fighters, especially when they got the real fights going on. But, I'm going to say, a lot of people that don't know boxing, I want, what should happen is everybody should give their access to the fight without hearing what everybody else got to say. Put everything in a hat and see what everybody say. I think everybody just riding everybody else's coattail about the fight, especially niggas that don't know boxing and shit. It is going with what everybody else said. If you watch the fight, and Tim Bradley, somebody that knows a little bit about boxing, somebody that actually boxed, he changed his mind. He said Haney won. I think if you watch, like, the unbiased people, like the promoter, I forgot. I think it was Lomachenko. I don't know. I forgot the promoter. I think it's Tevin Farmer, promoter, old promoter. He said he wanted to be against him if Haney won. He don't care who won because it was a close fight. The boy, Haney just fought. He said it could have went either way. Me, I had Haney winning, but if Lomachenko won, I wouldn't have been mad, but I think Haney won. Like, I missed the first three rounds. I watched the rest, but the first three rounds, everybody said Haney had the first three rounds. So from the third to the eighth round, I had Haney getting all of them but two. And Lomachenko got from you could give him from the eighth or the ninth to the 11th round. And everybody had Haney winning the 12th. So you give Lomachenko from the eighth or the ninth to the 11th and give Haney the last one. And Haney still wins. Everybody just riding the coattail of Shakur. Everybody that don't like Haney or going against Haney. Everybody else just riding the coattail. Paul Lamont, what the fuck his name is. He hated Haney for years. I don't know why you're hating somebody that's half your age, but I don't understand it. But now we got all these fucking Boozy, Nelly, and all these other regular people saying Lomachenko won. I think I need to rewatch that fight and start riding other people's coattails. Because Haney did not lose that fight, and it definitely didn't lose it. If you say he lost it, he didn't lose by a lot, like most of y'all are saying. So I need to start watching boxing more and rewatch the fight instead of watching other people's coattails. But all in all, it was a great fight. It's one of the best fights I watched because it was competitive. It wasn't one person demolishing the other person like boxing usually is. And Haney, he definitely, instead of because he was slowing, I don't know how, that's the part that threw me off is like, how you younger and this old guy is outlasting you? Like, Haney's starting to get tired. And that's when Lomachenko started coming on. And that's Lomachenko's biggest issue because he did the same thing against TOV Pima Lopez. He came on too late. Because he started to get in Team Pima Lopez's ass at the last minute of the fight. But it was too late because Lopez had like, from round 1 to 8 or 1 to 7. You can't win like that. He be coming on too late. And that's why I think he tried to do against Haney. But Haney was in trouble in that fight. I ain't going to lie. Haney was in trouble, but he never got knocked down. So, I don't know what these people be talking about, but y'all need to watch boxes more often, man. But that's my take on the fight. Haney also won me some bread. Thank you for that. But hopefully this shit is back to what it needed to be, and I can start doing more Jones. And the updates, I'm surprised of my stats. Like, a lot of people been watching my Jones. Not as the amount that I want, but it's something. But this is Ignorant Thinker. Word of Mouth presents Ignorant Thinker, the real Ignorant Thinker. And the word out, nobody stole my fucking slogan. Like, they stole everything else.